Welcome back to the Face Your Freedom Show, where we bring you the resources, mindset, and strategies to build a life of freedom. I'm your host, James Weston, and if you have ever wanted to learn about trading stocks, today's episode is for you. My guest today is David Kang, one of the top stock traders in the country. David has been day trading for over 8 years now and has become a mentor and coach to hundreds of successful traders. I've personally been coached by David, and I've also seen him make over $100,000 in a single day. Now, on today's episode, you're about to learn everything from how to get started trading stocks, David's specific strategy, how to avoid the rookie mistakes that most people make when they're getting started, and the importance of developing a trader's mindset. Now, this episode is absolutely packed with valuable information, so let's get into it. David Kang, welcome to the show. I am super excited to talk to you about trading, to share your story with the audience, and really, man, just go over the reasons why you and your students are so successful. So thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks, James. I really appreciate for the invite. I'm really excited to be here.
Awesome, David. So for people that are not super familiar with you and your story, let's just start in the beginning and give people just a little bit of a context. So take us back to your early college days. I know you were playing the violin. I know your parents were having some health issues. What exactly was going on in your life when you got into trading originally?
Yeah. So before I got into trading, let's just take it back when I was in high school. This is when, I come from a middle-class family. And at that time, around when I was about 17, 18, my parents got, let's just say, they had some health issues. My dad had a liver problem and my mom fractured her back. So both were not able to work. And we, kind of recently just bought this house. And, the money that we had in our savings was pretty much getting poured into, the medical bills, right? So it's just really tough seeing, kind of middle class to go even lower middle. It was just tough. So my passion back then and what I thought, what I knew that I was good at was playing the violin. So I was passionate in it. I was wanting to go to music school for that. And so I went to Berkeley for a little bit. It was my dream college for music. And then shortly, it just, my kind of dream had to end there because, I couldn't afford to go to college anymore. Just because, the money that I was making, I had to go support my parents as well. And so it was just really, really tough decision to make. And then luckily I got accepted to another college that gave me good scholarship. So I ended up going there. And, wow. that's when I met my freshman year, college friends there that kind of talked about stocks. They didn't know what they're doing, but they just talked about how their parents made one. One of my friend's dad, he's a portfolio manager for Merrill Lynch, and he kind of talked about this free website called StockTwits, and he's like, "Yeah, you should check it out, Dave, if you wanted to find more about stocks." I'm like, "Okay, sure, I'll just make a free account." And StockTwits is basically, if you guys don't know, it's like a Twitter for traders and investors, and you just pick it. You basically get to tweet about, what you think the stock's gonna do, or, just basically, speculation. But there are obviously mostly are just speculative traders. But anyways, it's kind of like a free Twitter platform for traders and investors. And anyways, I made that account and followed this one guy that had like 26,000 followers, and he was really an expert apparently on Biotech Guru. That's his name, but I think it was like something about Biotech Guru, but he was into biotech stocks. So I don't know what the heck that was. I just thought, okay, like he kind of seems like he knows what he's talking about because he has a lot of followers. So I'm like, okay, here I am. I'm 19 years old now. I have only $2,000 in my bank account, and I'm just like, okay, this is like for like textbooks, this is for like my food and everything. But man, I was just really desperate. I was just, man, like I gotta do something else besides just playing the violin. I used to play for like weddings and teach kids a little bit, and I got paid all right for it. But I'm like, man, if I wanted to take care of my family as well, I need more. So I really decided to go all in on this stock trading thing by following that one guy saying buy the stock, and I just bought the stock. Obviously that is a very naive thing to do, but I was just really young, desperate, and naive, and so I just went all in $2,000 and I was in class. Within 30 minutes, I had to pull my phone out. And I noticed that the stock was up and I was up $300. And I was like, wow, like, holy moly, I need to take this sell here and make $300 within 30 minutes. And that was my first profit I ever made during class. And that was my inspirational moment. That was when I was like, wow, you know, like, I have to get into stock trading. Because all my 19 years of my life, I had to, you know, do something physical to get, you know, my money, or to make money, I had to do something, you know, play in the streets or, you know, stuff like that. And this right here was like, wow, an eye opening. So I just literally got up and I left that class because the professor was talking about some dead Navajo Indians. I'm like, who the heck cares about that? And I just went straight to the school library and I asked the librarian that day. I was like, hey, please give me all the books or the session where it's about trading investing. And that's pretty much how my journey started.
Wow. You're old school, man. Everyone now is on YouTube doing all this stuff. You're in the library learning.
Yeah, that was my first place. Yeah.
Wow. Cool, dude. Okay. So you basically, I mean, it's not that easy. I'm sure, you know, you'll be able to tell us about that, but were you immediately successful after that? What was the journey like to actually becoming who you are today, being able to teach hundreds and hundreds of people?
Yeah, man. So, you know, at first I never thought that I would, you know, teach anybody or, you know, do anything to do with stocks. Obviously, when I started getting into that, you know, the journey of trading stocks, obviously I was still a student in college. I was studying violent performance. And so as I was getting into my, you know, second year of college, I was getting worried about my life, man, just like probably any college students would. And I think, though, at an early age, the moment you get into college, I was already worrying, like, hey, is this college stuff? Is this really going to shape my future? Is this really going to make me, like, rich to enough to where I can take care of not only myself, but my parents? Like, I was very, like, sketched out, like, you know, everyone around me in the community, you know how it is, like, your family and your friends, and they're like, oh, you have to go to college and stuff. And man, I was just always like, I don't know, like, I just never was really interested in school, none of that, you know. And I mean, there were like a subject or two that kind of piqued my interest, but nothing more. I mean, music was really it. But and so I never even thought about teaching, you know, stock. So I decided that, you know, I was gonna change my major. But I was like, you know, I'm getting scholarship for music, so I'm going to do double major. So I was like, I was going crazy. I was like, I'm going to do violin, music major, and I'm going to do this psychology, because I was really interested in psychology for some reason, because I ran into this book called Trading in the Zone by Mark Douglas. And when I started reading a few chapters of it, it started to make me really get interested in studying psychology. I'm like, wait a second, there's finally a subject in college that I really am interested in learning more about. So I decided to go into psychology, and then I really delved in. And I think the psychology aspect, the trading psychology, as I call it, is what really, really changed my thinking, ways of thinking, not just only in trading, but in life as well. So I'll talk more about how the trading really shaped my life. But first, you know, that's how I got into it. So I did double major, and I was like getting really stressed in college, and I was dating a girl back then. I'm just like pouring my time with her, and then I'm like, you know, do this stock trading while I'm like getting ready for my exams. It was just a stressful time. So yeah.
And you were really doing it at a place of need, man, right? Like, this had to be successful. You needed to be able to provide for your parents. You needed to be able to, man. Like, nothing else really made sense at the time, it sounds like.
Exactly, man. And you know, I wasn't under a lot of pressure. And, you know, especially one of the biggest mistakes that a lot of traders make, or people that are looking into getting into stock market, is when you're under pressure, you're like, sure, it's a surefire way to fail. And so in the beginning, you know, I've gotten lucky, man. Like, I've gotten lucky. I was like, you know, had that beginner's luck. And so that beginner's luck made me think that I was a really good stock trader in the beginning. So naturally, as a human being, you get a little egotistical, like, oh, I know what I'm doing. Like, this is easy, man. Like, I can make money like this every single day. You know, that kind of very childish thinking. And next thing you know, obviously, around sophomore year is when I took a big hit. So freshman year to sophomore year, by following this guy, I actually, you know, kind of grew my account from $2,000. And I turned it to $7,000, and then about $27,000. by the end of my freshman year. So I was like, I made my first five figures in college in freshman year. So I was like, wow, like I'm the king, I'm the boss. Like I just felt like I was on top of the world. Sophomore year comes, and obviously, you know, by following somebody blindly, you know, that's not success. So I quickly realized after taking a $20,000 loss, I was like, oh my goodness, like I was like super down. And I remember my grades were slipping. I wasn't studying. I was just really discouraged, man. And just couldn't really, you know, eat, didn't really talk to my friends. I was like, man, $20,000 is a lot. However, I didn't give up because I was still technically up from where I started. So I was like, okay, you know what? I turned the $2,000 and I'm still technically up. So I still have $7,000. So I'm just going to do the best I can. And I need to really, really dig into what is it that I am doing wrong. So that's when I got really into changing my major into psychology. That, like I said, that was second year. So sophomore year came, and then that's when I really delved in. I started to, you know, write down a lot on my journal. I started to write down, hey, what went wrong? What did I do right? What did I do wrong? How could I do better? And I just started to write a lot of things down. I started having a lot of records. So, you know, when I make a mistake in the future, I can come back and I can see what it was that I did. And I started realizing, okay, this is my weakness. These are my strengths. And I started to play more towards my strengths. I started to take away, you know, and stay away from the ones that are my weaknesses, right? So I start to obviously, you know, improve on my weaknesses as well, but I stopped doing the stuff that made me lose money.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to dive into trading itself, but before we do that, I want to, you know, make something clear that I think a lot of people don't understand is that there's a big difference between day trading in stock, you know, stocks and investing in stocks. So do you want to talk about the difference between that, just so people know that we're talking about trading on this show, not about investing?
Yeah. So there's two types, right? You will hear a lot, oh, I invest in the stock market versus, oh, I trade in the stock market. So I'm a day trader. And that difference is a guy like me who's a trader is someone that basically buys a stock and buys a stock or security and sells it within the same day. So you're just basically flipping, like kind of like for homes, I guess. You're not really investing into that house like long term, and you know, I mean, you know, it's kind of like you're just flipping the houses. As for me, I'm a trader. I flip the stocks basically. I go in, I go out, very in a short time. Maximum length is within the end of the day. As for investing, is when you are, you know, really kind of more buying into stocks that you know, really want to go long, meaning you want to invest for a long time. You know, that usually means about several months to several years. So like, you know, company stocks like Amazon or Tesla or Google, these big names, Apple, right? You buy into these and you're basically investing now, hoping to get a nice return by, you know, say 2 to 5 years or whatever your length is, but it's usually from several months to several years. So that's the difference.
Perfect. Exactly. So, you know, for your specific strategy and what you guys do in the Prosperity Trading team, and, you know, I joined the team about, I think it's about 6 months ago or so. And I remember getting in there and I'm like, you know, they never trade Facebook. They never trade Twitter. They never trade any of these big cap stuff, right? So can you just go over briefly, like, what is the strategy overall from a high level, what you are doing and what Prosperity does?
Sure. So, you know, the reason why I got into trading is because, again, I think trading in the beginning is very good for people that doesn't have a lot of money. Like, that's why I think a lot of people are like, oh, well, they get turned off when they hear about stock market. Like, I don't have a lot of money, so I can't do that. It's not for me. They think it's for the rich people. Well, you know, sure, with investing, you're going to need a lot of money in terms of, like, especially if you want to invest into, like, these bigger companies. But with the Prosperity Trading team, I started this, and I forgot to answer this when you asked how I got into the teaching aspects, is because, you know, when I started over the years, like from college, growing that account after losing $20,000 during the year, I got back to $27,000. And then, you know, before I got out of college, if you guys want to know details, I can explain to you later on it. But basically, I graduated with six figures. And then from there on, a lot of people were reaching out to me, asking me for, hey, do you have any mentorship sessions? And that's when, you know, I still didn't want to make a group, but then somebody from Mexico, you know, emailed me, and he had like 7 kids, and he was really inspired, and he like changed his life by following me for 2 years or something. And he said that he's really grateful, and he's like, has, you know, a house, has 2 kids, you know, he put into private colleges and stuff. And that's when I was like really inspired. And that's what made me start this mentorship group. And, you know, I didn't even think about, you know, starting a website or anything. I just said, hey, just get into this little Discord little room. I just have it. I'm not a very tech guy. So I was like, okay, this is free, whatever. And then I didn't even have a website back then. So I just said, hey, here's a PayPal link. If you just want to pay me like, you know, $100 a month, I'll teach you what I know. And then we had 3 people in that first day. And then within like under a year, I noticed that I had like 300 members. So it just kind of happened because they just started asking other people or reaching out to other people. You got to come check this guy out. I guess they were doing good, and it was just like word of mouth. And so I made this group called Prosperity Training, and then the Prosperity Training team, basically I go live every single day. I talk about and screen, you know, share, you know, what I see. So that people can see, you know, what I see, and they can learn from it. I explain to them, you know, this is the stock that I'm going to get in, this price, I'm looking to exit here, why. I explain that, and I try to teach them the technical aspects. So when I say technical aspects, it's like the charts that you see, you know, the graphs, you know. And that's when people get freaked out, like, oh, that looks really hard, that looks like you need to be really good at math. Wrong. I used to be the worst math person, you know, math student in school growing up. You know, I sucked at math. I had to get after, you know, school sessions, and I still suck. Nice. So yeah, man. So I wanted to encourage people, if you want to get into stock trading at all, you know, it's, you don't need to be good at math. You just have to really learn to be disciplined, and that's something that I do want to delve into. But anyways, with the Prosperity Trading, that's how I came to be, and that's where I go live every single day, Monday through Friday. You know, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, I go live from 7 o'clock to, you know, 12 o'clock. Pretty much every day I start from 7 a.m. pre-market. So the stock market, we go by the New York Stock Exchange time, which is, you know, Eastern time. So at 9:30 a.m. is the market opening, but we start at 7 a.m. just to get, you know, ready, because I like to be prepared as the market opens on up. And, you know, it's always nice to make a few extra hundreds of thousand dollars before the market opens on up. That way, you know, you can really crush it as the market opens on up. Yeah. So, and then, yeah. And then I'm done by 12 p.m. And then now I have, you know, another guy that I, you know, I hired. He's like now the CEO, and he's, you know, taking over at, you know, 2 p.m. till the market closing at 4 p.m. So that's what we offer. We also offer courses and educational materials, and a bit more depth if you guys want to, you know, take it up a bit further. We also offer small group, you know, services as well.
Awesome. Yeah, man. And, you know, having been in there the past 6 months, it's really not just like a, you know, you jump on the mic and you're trading. It's like a community. Everyone cares about each other. You care about everyone. I think you respond to every single message that you get, it seems like, at least every single day. I mean, and I'm sure that's a ton of work for you, man, but you definitely do. I know you care about people. Tell me this. If someone just wants to get started in trading, right? You said you don't need $25,000. You don't need a ton of money. How much money do you need? What would you say?
Right. And I'm only going to speak from my experiences, right? So from my success, my past experiences, the way I started, like I said, was $2,000. So usually I just recommend anywhere from $2,000 to $2,500 is what I recommend. I'm just going to assume most, you know, most people won't have a hefty amount of money in the bank. You know, we do have more, you know, middle class or lower than, say, the wealthy, right? So, and the thing about it is, I've seen students in the past that started with $500, even as little as $100, and they were able to turn it around to $2,000, and then they start to grow their accounts over time. So, obviously, the more money you have, the bigger the profits that you could potentially make. Remember, the stock market is not a guarantee. It's a probability game. So there are risks involved, just like in anything that we do in life, there are risks involved, but the stock market has its own risks as well. So that's what I would tell to people. You know, you can start from, you know, recommendation of $2,000, or even yet better, if you really want to build a strong foundation and you really want to do this full time eventually down the road, then, you know, start out with an amount that you can afford to lose. You are completely okay. You know, hey, I'm gonna try out with this money. If I, let's say I lose it all, I'll be okay. And that's the amount that I'll tell people to, you know, to start out with. But, you know, from my experiences, I'd say about 2000. Yeah.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. Let's touch on paper trading really quick, just because for people that don't know what paper trading is, it's essentially opening up a demo account where it's not real money and you're able to trade the live market, right? Is that something that you suggest? I know that I started with that. I didn't really stay on there for very long, basically because of the emotional side doesn't really kick in. So what's your opinion on that?
Right. And every, you know, quote unquote guru, and I don't go by guru, I don't believe in that. But, you know, as somebody like myself that has experience in the market for 8 years, you know, I do mention from time to time, you know, hey, listen, like if you guys don't want to risk your hard earned money on the line, then it's okay. There's nothing to lose. There's nothing to lose. You can get on the paper trading account. And that's the pro of it, right? You can still simulate yourself, practice. I usually say paper trade because if you want to test like a certain strategy to see if it works, you know, by looking at certain indicators that I use, I want them to test it out just to without risking your money. Or if you are like completely new and you just want to get a feel for like just buying a stock and just selling it, right? But when they are comfortable at that point, I do tell them, hey, listen, like I think you should at least trade with some sort of real money. That way you actually feel that, you know what, this is real money. Because most people, when they start with paper account for a long time and then they go into the real live trading account, they really mess up. Why? Because the psychological aspects kick in. Like, wow, this is no more games. This is not like the fake money anymore. This is real money that I really worked hard for. And if I lose this, my goodness, I can't lose this. And that's when the fear kicks in. There's a lot of fear, all these emotions. And that's what clouds a person's brain to make good decisions, good judgments. And they start trading based on emotions, which ultimately leads to losses.
Yeah. Totally, man. Yeah. I mean, my experience was just paper trading for about a week. I did really, really well. So I was like, oh, I'm ready for, you know, a live account. And boom, it was a bloody week right after that with actual real money. And it was because you're not used to the emotions. You're not actually training your emotions. And that's
exactly.
So with the, you know, there's a saying that goes around that 90% of trading is psychological. 10% is actually the technical side, which is the reading of the charts and the patterns and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you agree with that? Is that?
Yeah, that's something I used to say. Now I kind of change it up just a little bit. I say 80% is trading psychology and 20% is the technical analysis. But within that 20%, 10% of it is the risk management. And then the other one, 10% is the technical analysis, because I really think risk management is super important when it comes to trading stocks or even investing in stocks or, you know, anything, risk manager. So I like to tell people, hey, you know, for those that are trying to get into stock trading and you're 18 years old and you tell your parents that, and your parents are like, oh my gosh, that's gambling, honey. No, tell them that, you know what, I am a risk manager. It's all about learning to, you know, be a good risk manager, learning to know, hey, what are my, you know, reward, what is my, you know, potential losses. And you got to learn to be a good planner and a good executioner. And from there, and you know, over time, you know, behind the screens, as your EXP, your experience gains, then you're just gonna get better. Just like, you know, anyone else, all you gotta do is just keep practicing. Just like in the courts, if you wanna be a good 3-point shooter, keep practicing every single day, show up. If you miss out a week or two, you come back again, you're gonna miss because you haven't been practicing. It's the same thing. You wanna keep up with trading, you wanna keep up with your, you know, strategies and good work, then you got to keep being steady, and you gotta be disciplined enough to be, you know, having that ritual like every single day. I'm gonna practice, I'm gonna review, I'm gonna practice, I'm gonna review. And that's why a lot of traders, you know, they get kind of lucky, they get excited, they worked hard. And even the people that studied hard, when they started losing, I asked them, hey, so what's been going on? Did you study the past, you know, week? And they say, no, man, I just thought I got this down, so I stopped practicing. Why would you stop practicing? You know, so.
Yeah, totally, man. So let's talk about some of, like, you know, a lot of people get into trading, they don't last very long. Okay, you have a name for that. I love the lingo that you have in the group, man. The snowflakes, the cookie cutters, the Scooby snacks, all the different stuff. It's awesome. Let's talk about the snowflakes. Why do they snowflake? What are some of the early things that they do that really ruin their trading career and get them discouraged?
So, you know, the stock market is the stock market is basically has a lot of fear and greed. So a lot of people in the beginning, you have to realize that if you can master, you know, controlling your emotions and are able to defeat or fight the, you know, fear and greed, then you're going to be coming out as a winner. So a lot of the rookie traders that come in, they're not trained, they're not mentally prepared. So the moment they get, say, buy a stock and they see just a, you know, a little bit of a stock pulling back down and seeing their money going down or being red, negative, you know, they freak out, you know, fear kicks in. And so they, you know, the immediate thing to do is just to get out, right? Mm-hmm. They don't know what to look for. They just know that it's going down. So they're like, oh no, it's going down. So before it goes down even more, I should just sell. And they take that loss and they get in again. Same thing happens. They sell based on fear. So they lose because of fear. And then the other side is greed, you know, fear and greed. People get, you know, oh, I'm up, say, $5,000. I want to make even more. So you're still holding onto a stock when you should be being grateful and taking in the profits or locking them in, is what I say. Lock those profits in, but they don't. So the stock price goes back down and then they erode all their gains and then lose potentially more as well. So.
Totally. Yeah. And so one thing that I noticed through my own journey was, like, I went into it, you know, just starting trading, and I was like, you know, I'm a, you know, I'd consider myself a pretty smart dude. I think I'm going to catch on to this pretty quickly. You know, I've got multiple businesses. I have all this experience. I'm probably going to, you know, kill it pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And that was definitely not the case. And the thing that I realized, especially from reading the, Trading in the Zone book, is Mark Douglas talks about how, like, our brains are not made to be in, like, up $100 in immediate pleasure and then 2 seconds later be down $100 and deal with that change of emotion. And it's like, you have to rewire your brain physically to be able to trade, because it's not a matter of just, like, overriding yourself. It's actually retraining your brain to think a different way and to react a different way to seeing things.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you already know this because you definitely read the book. That's awesome. Yeah.
Cool. So what are snowflakes? What are cookie cutters? What's the problem with these guys? Why are you calling them out all the time?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I used to be one. You know, I used to be a snowflake. I used to be a cookie cutter, you know, basically the kind of guys that, you know, they always complain a lot when they take a loss or when things don't go right in their life or even in trading. And the problem is they just don't even put in the work to study. So, you know, they get very emotional, right? You see, the thing is, you know, confidence comes from competence. And I have my confidence because I am prepared. I work and study hard with these trading stuff, right? So therefore, when I show up on the trading station in front of my computer, I'm confident because, you know, the night before I would review some of my plays and I feel confident. I knew exactly why this worked and why this didn't work. And I come back in the morning and I'm like, okay, I ain't no snowflake. When I get into this one stock and the stock can go higher, I know it because I studied it, this chart, same pattern, because the stock market likes to repeat itself, especially with this, the stocks that we play. It's literally just, because I've been in the market for 8 years, some of these stocks I played before in the past, and they have similar patterns. They have similar, I can predict easily that this is going to do this because I remember, I memorize how these stocks run and how these stocks go down, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why I tell people, stick around longer, start seeing, you're going to start seeing things. I tell people the stock market is an art, not an exact science. You know, a lot of people think, oh man, but then this didn't work and this didn't work. Why then? No, it's an art. Obviously, some things are not going to work. It's not a guarantee. But over time, as you start seeing things, because you will, because why? You're gaining more experience. Your knowledge is increasing. You will know what is going on. There's a lot of manipulations in the market as well. You know, there's a lot of manipulations. It's about knowing the game. You just got to know the game. Just like in anything that you want to get into and make a lot of money, you just got to know the game. You got to know the players. You got to know the game. And so I tell people, hey, you're a snowflake for flaking out on a trade. Let's say I'm getting in here and everyone is in. Some of these guys that are warriors, I call them, because they study in day in and out, and they know exactly. They don't know exactly, but they kind of know what their risk levels are. They have their plan. They plan to trade and trade the plan. That's it. You got to plan to trade and trade the plan. It's like going to war with a strategy and a plan. But then these snowflakes are going to war, in this case, the stock market, without any plan or strategy, with no experience, with no study, with no mentorship, with no nothing, and they're basically just what then? They're just nothing but gamblers. They're just hoping that it will go up and make money. And you know, what are the chances of that?
And so they're really just looking at your alerts, not even knowing why you did it, what the plan is, and just trying to play your alerts without really understanding what's going on.
Yeah, and then they ask me, "Hey, so where is the voice? Where can I? How can I hear you?" Or you know, ask questions like, "How can I message you?" Like you know, these simple things that they should have read and they joined. So I just already know, like, oh, you know, these guys don't put in any work. Like obviously, because they didn't even read the instructions I tell them to must read. It's like a thing where you have to read before you know you get jumping into it. But people just want to jump right into it because they see the dollar signs. You know, they want to make money, and I get it. That's a human natural reaction, but that's what's going to ultimately ruin you. So I want to help people build strong foundations because in the beginning, you want to build good habits because if you start finding wrong mentors or wrong things and you build bad habits, it's hard to fix. We all have some sort of bad habits. And if you want to fix those bad habits, it's going to take time. It's hard to fix. So that's why start right, get the foundations solid, you know, have a ritual where you can do it every single day, develop your discipline, develop a good sound trading psychology and work on yourself and, you know, actually put in some time to improve.
100%. Yeah, man. So for you, you know, you put up some big wins, right? I've seen you make 80 grand in a day. I think I've seen you make 120, 140 grand in a day, right?
Yeah, that's not the usual type, but yeah, I've done it before. Yeah.
Okay. So that's not a typical day, but my question is, do you take losses? Are you ever a loser?
Yeah, of course, man. I mean, on the stock market, there are losing trades or you're going to have losses, right? So like, for example, there's a difference though. Like there's a day where you will lose and you end the day in the red versus taking trades and certain trades are going to be losses. For me personally, like I've been right now on one of the longest winning streaks of my trading career because of my, not only my experience, but I've been hardcore being very disciplined and very focused and just prepared and having that confidence of knowing that, you know what, I am going to be in the green today. You know, I have this mindset every morning I wake up, I'm on a winning streak. I can't wait to destroy the day again. Like I don't wake up in the morning and be like, oh, I'm tired. Yeah, you gotta be tired, obviously, right off the bat. Oh, I don't want to wake up. Yeah, you don't want to wake up. You're gonna start your day negative. Oh, I'm tired. I don't ever say those things because what you say is what you become, right? Just like what you eat is what you become. But saying words is super important. I wake up every day and I say, I'm going to bust, I'm going to destroy the day. I'm going to win. I'm on a winning streak. I have that mindset. I'm on a winning streak. But then a lot of people wake up and they're like, you know, I made a loss before. So what if I take a loss again? That's not someone a confident person says. A confident person, just like in the court, in a basketball court, say, you know what? I'm going to destroy all of you guys. Like, you just know, like you just are gonna dominate them. Just because you put in so much work at the court, you just put in so much time that you know where you are at, you know? And so it's like that same thing in the stock market, right? It's a competition. Stock market is a competition between the educated versus the uneducated. It's about who has put in and who's the most ready versus the ones that's not prepared and not studied. Because that's what it is. The stock market, I'm taking money away from the people that didn't study, right? Mm-hmm. That's what it is. So for me, obviously, I do make losing trades. I might have definitely a losing day. Obviously, recently, I haven't had much losing days. I had one probably like, I don't know, maybe like a month ago or so where I had that one losing day. But I mean, every day I show my P&L, you know, what I traded. I mean, most of them are going to be like, pretty much like the stocks that when we go live, everyone sees that I'm looking to play here, I'm looking to play there. So obviously, yes, you will make losses, but my winning percentage rate is very high.
Definitely seen that for sure, yeah. Man. Cool. So tell me a little bit, you know, about what you got going on in your life, right? So you're obviously trading every day. You've got this, the trading team, stuff like that. What else do you focus on? What else are you passionate about? You're still playing the violin. What else is going on?
Yeah, man. So, you know, the passion, it has always been my violin, but obviously trading has became my new passion because I really believe, man, like, you know, don't you agree? Like you become really passionate or you really love to do something when you become good at it. You know, it's the same thing with, like, I see people like saying, oh, I'm very passionate with video games. Maybe probably because they really enjoy playing because they're good at it. If you are, if you suck at it, you're probably not going to enjoy it. That's not going to be your passion. You know, I've ever, you know, I've even heard people say drinking is my passion. And they start owning, they're bartending and they open their own, you know, liquor stores and stuff. And I see people do that. I'm like, you know, that's interesting. You know, and that makes sense because they enjoy it. No one that says, oh, I hate drinking, I don't enjoy it, is going to, you know, open a liquor store or do something with it. You know, so I think it's all about doing what you love. But yeah, I do violin. I like to, I've been recently doing a lot of more in the gym. You know, when I became into the trading, I got so suckered into just like, what's the word? Like just staying home and just
staring at the computer,
books, and just playing the violin, and reading or watching, or not watching, hearing music. You know, it's just, you know, kind of like you need to get out, you know, like you need to get out and socialize or go out there in nature and spend time whether by yourself or with friends. And so I like to, you know, spend time with friends, you know, you know, obviously talk with my family from time to time as well. And, so I, you know, for me though, I've been very busy with obviously, you know, building the training team, talking with them, helping them out. You know, I'm looking to do more content now, just because, you know, I feel like, you know, I haven't been able to show more in the training team. So that's why you know, I'm going to do more right now with it. I just want to do more content stuff, man. I just want to keep doing what I love. I also, you know, am involved in, you know, other businesses, obviously. So with all the money that I made from the stock market, you know, I'm not going to just let it sit there, right? I'm going to put that money to work. So I put it into, you know, real estate, put it into e-commerce like Amazon stores, and I put it into, you know, startup companies, you know, whether it's in, you know, China, South Korea, you know, United States, you know, Dubai. You know, I like to put my money in. I like to work with people and stuff, because, you know, especially when I, you know, started to travel a little bit and stuff, I started to connect with cool people, and they got, you know, me into the social media game a little bit. I started to post a little bit more on social media. I never was a kind of guy to post stuff on social media, bro. Like, I'm very, like, my nature is actually an introvert, but, you know, I start becoming a lot extrovert as well, you know, I mean, over time as I go out and meet with people. You know, so I started doing more of that, and so yeah, I start connecting with cool people too on social media. But I don't know how we got connected, but I feel like, yeah, how did you
that work? I was introduced to you by my friend Brandon, who I guess I think you met him at a party or something, and while you're in Miami. So exactly what you're talking about, just being out there in the world. Kind of like how the Prosperity Team grew, which is just word of mouth. You don't do any advertising, is that right?
No, I haven't done any advertising until recently. About maybe 6-7 months ago, I started to, like someone reached out to me. You know how it is, man. You know, these marketing guys, they're like, hey, man, I can definitely get you out there more, yada, yada, yada. I've been rejecting a lot of them until this one guy, you know, really kind of spoke to me and kind of hit me. I was like, okay, you know what, let's just see how it goes. And so he started doing more like the Facebook ads and stuff like that. But not too much advertising, but yeah, I started doing some Facebook about 6-7 months ago.
Oh, cool. Okay. Gotcha. So tell me this, man, if you got, you know, little David sitting next to you from 8 years ago, right. Yeah. And he says, you know, what do I do, man? How do I become successful like you? What would you tell him? What's the biggest thing that you would tell him, or the two biggest things that you'd tell him?
Yeah, man, I would definitely say find yourself a good mentor. You know, there's a lot of these, you know, quote unquote gurus that come out like, oh, like I can make you rich, I can make you do this. And I think, you know, you need to first follow and try to learn from somebody that you really look up to, and that you really believe that you can really grow from, you know. Obviously someone that is outperforming than you in life and has a lot of experience than you. So having a mentor is a very key component to gaining success, and especially within the stock market, right? So, you know, while having a mentor, you know, you'll be able to ask, you know, questions, you can avoid costly mistakes, you're receiving an education, you're gaining, you know, more insights, and constantly getting like advice on how to reach your desired, you know, whatever your goals are, whether it's financial, maybe if you want to get a great looking body, then hire a, you know, gym bodybuilder, a coach, gym trainer, whatever, you know, your mentor should be somebody who has already reached the goals that you are trying to accomplish and can lead you down the right path to success. Does that make sense?
So, yeah, totally, man.
Yeah, that's number one. Okay. And then you said two things, right?
Sure, if you got another one.
Yeah, I mean, you got to find a mentor, obviously, and then you got to put in the work. That's it. I mean, you know, so many people, I think a lot of people like to come out, like, especially in social media, like, they put in a lot of work, but I don't think they're putting in as much work as they could, you know. For you know, especially when it comes to the stock market, if I'm relating to the stock market, a lot of these guys just want to join in. They just want to open up the trading accounts and just right away without even knowing even the basic terminologies or even how to buy a stock. They just randomly fund their account and just, I mean, they just buy whatever and then they don't even know how to sell. And that's how, you know, you're going to lose and you're not going to grow like that. A lot of people just want to follow somebody. That's what I didn't think. And that's the second thing that I want to say to people. Don't just follow somebody blindly, even though you look up to somebody. Actually ask good questions, learn from it, and actually try to, you know, level up. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Don't just be a cookie cutter.
Exactly.
Cool, man. Well, dude, one of the things that I love about following you on Instagram is that obviously you post your profits every day. You do a lot of stuff regarding trading and you give a lot of tips and stuff. But I don't know, man. I guess this is just part of your personality, but you're super inspiring. Mm-hmm. You're super motivating. And you also like mm-hmm. to kind of give people a kick in the ass. I noticed from your post, man, you know, it's at least like once or twice a week, you know, you hit us with some fucking wisdom, but, any closing thoughts to the audience, just in general, in terms of like life advice or anything like that you want to leave us with?
Yeah, I think, you know, you gotta have, first of all, you gotta know what you want in life and you got to plan that roadmap. You can't just say, well, I want this, so I hope that I will get it one day. No, you don't hope. You say that, you know, it's already done that, or, you know, it's coming, you know, it will happen, you know, and you just massively take action and you can't be lazy. You know, think about what the majority of the people are doing, you know, especially once that COVID hit, right? You're going to know who's been working and who hasn't been by the time this COVID is all dissolved. You're going to know, and you're going to know who are the real deal and who are the fakes, okay? So don't be a faker. Put in the work, the real work, and work towards something that you know that you want in life and just keep pushing yourself. I like to obviously not push myself too hard to where I get burnt out. I push myself to where I know, that I feel good, that I've accomplished a lot, and then I take my breaks. For me, it's really work hard, play hard. I really believe in that. You got to work hard, and then once you worked hard, you have to go out and you have to play hard as well. Because if you don't, that energy that you've been building on up, it's gonna turn into a negative energy and it's gonna collapse you down. And I've been there before. So you don't want to necessarily, get burnt, which is a real thing. But you know, I would say definitely have that desire to work hard and reach your whatever desired goals are and make it happen.
Yeah. And then keep that balance through the process.
Exactly. Exactly.
Awesome, man. So I know you get tons of DMs and tons of messages, but what's the best way for someone to, number one, follow you and then get in touch with you, learn more about the Prosperity Trading Team? What's the best way?
Yeah. Right now, I think my Instagram has been the most popular, I would say, in terms of like connecting and just me being the most active. So my Instagram handle would be at Trader King. So TraderKang, my last name. So Trader King is my Instagram handle. Just give me a follow and then send me a message. And some days, you know, I respond right away within the day. Some days, you know, it could take up to a week, but I do eventually get up to everybody. And, you know, I even tell them my story that, you know, I'm sometimes behind on my DMs, but I'm good to everybody, you know, because I like to give everyone a message, and I want to make sure that they think that I'm not ignoring them. Some days, obviously, I'm going to get really, really busy, so I may forget, but I will eventually clear my direct message as much as I can.
Got it. Okay, cool. And then if they want to get like immediate attention from you and the different coaches in the team and stuff like that,
yeah,
join Prosperity and then just DM you directly through the Discord group?
you could do that, or you can send us an email at support, so SUPPORT at prosperitytrades.com. So that's support at prosperitytrades.com. Send us an email. If not, then definitely go to, you know, prosperitytrades.com and sign up, and you'll be able to have direct, you know, access to talking with me. And I respond the fastest actually to the people that are members of the Prosperity Trading team. So yeah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. David, thank you so much, man. Honestly, this has been a ton of really valuable information. So thank you so much for your time, man. And everyone listening, I hope you guys really enjoyed it. I hope you're inspired to at least learn more about trading, if not open an account, actually start. David, I know you're a super busy guy, so I'm going to let you get running. And guys, we'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you, James. Appreciate you.
All righty.